Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated May 5th, 2023, is titled, Criticism is Hard to Give. I've always found giving criticism a daunting task, but I'll get back to that. Godly criticism, aka criticism, from here on out, requires at least two things, wisdom and integrity. Wisdom is something God imparts to us as he sanctifies us by his word. The more we learn, the more mature we are in the faith, the more our eyes are open to the truth. Before that, certainly in the condition in which we were born, we were blind. Proverbs 19:20. Listen to counsel and accept discipline, that you may be wise the rest of your days. James 3:17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Wisdom ensures that the criticism we give is, first and foremost, appropriate. Generally speaking, it's impossible for a new believer to be a godly critic. Oddly enough, it's often newer believers, the sophomores or the wise morons, who have the biggest mouths. My advice is keep your mouth shut until God informs you that you have some wisdom to share. There are enough critics in this world. Most lack godly wisdom. Hebrews 5:14 reads, "But solid food is for the mature, who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil." Being equipped to give godly criticism takes time. Wisdom isn't bestowed on us overnight. Once we receive the wisdom to, quote, discern good and evil, verse 14, we possess the necessary standard of measure in which to make godly judgments. Now, as I've taught many times from my pulpit, there's nothing wrong with godly judgment. We must do it all the time. Without it, we'd be tossed to and fro, rudderless, on the open sea, so to speak, a la James 1:6. So after wisdom, the ability to judge appropriately, comes criticism. I know I'm walking a fine line here because in today's society, even the mention of judgment or criticism is offensive. Remember, I'm speaking from the godly perspective the Bible gives us. As long as a person exercises integrity to God's word, they are righteous. While the truth ought never be used as a whip, we should never apologize for using it to God's glory and for the sake of others. 2 Corinthians 7, 8-12 reads, "For though I caused you sorrow in my letter, I do not regret it. Though I did regret it, for I see that letter caused you sorrow, though only for a while. I now rejoice, not that you were made sorrowful, but that you were made sorrowful to the point of repentance. For you were made sorrowful according to the will of God, so that you might not suffer loss in anything through us. For the sorrow that is according to the will of God produces a repentance without regret, leading to salvation. But the sorrow of the world produces death. For behold, what earnestness this very thing, this godly sorrow, has produced in you. What vindication of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what longing, what zeal, what avenging of wrong. In everything you demonstrated yourselves to be innocent in the matter. So although I wrote to you, it was not for the sake of the offender, nor for the sake of the one offended, but that your earnestness on our behalf might be made known to you in the sight of God." I love the way Paul explained himself after he had written a severe letter to the Corinthians, one that apparently caused quite a stir. This is where my opening sentiment and Paul's intersect. Recall, at the start of this blog, I stated, I have always found giving criticism a daunting task. It's because there's typically a knee-jerk reaction to criticism, and if it is severe, there's a good chance the giver will be persecuted, sometimes accused, cursed at, unfriended, and so on. For a time, it's easy to, quote, regret ever attempting to help a person out. I'm not a huge fan of conflict, but there's one thing that compels me to enter into it. Integrity. If we say we love someone, and we know that the truth will set them free, then we see their life heading in the when we see their life heading in the wrong direction, what choice do we have but to confront them? Integrity demands we follow through. A perfect example is parenthood. Hebrews 12:7, part B. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? Criticism is one of my least favorite things to give someone. I do it out of love, hoping that once they're done scowling at me, they will settle down, meditate on what was said, and pray to God for healing. I have to look way past the pain and suffering to the outcome, namely deliverance of someone I love. Even now, as I write this, I'm uncomfortable. What you have to remember is that, in that moment of discomfort, the issue isn't you. You must have faith to let righteousness run its course. Psalm 119:165 reads, "Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble." Proverbs 15:31-33, "He whose ear listens to the life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. He who neglects discipline despises himself, but he who listens to reproof acquires understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction for wisdom, and before honor comes humility." When called to give criticism, our encouragement comes from Holy Scripture. Encouragers need encouragement too. Proverbs 27:5-6 reads, "Better is open rebuke than love that is concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy." Proverbs 12:18 reads, "There is one who speaks rashly like the thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Criticism is a grace gift from God. Giving it is a learned skill, something which requires wisdom and integrity to execute. Even then, I can't ever imagine it being comfortable giving, strictly speaking, but maybe that's just me. It'll be a hard proposition always, I think. However, knowing that God blesses both the giver and the receiver certainly does help. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.